Blog Talk Radio.
Show, and I would like to wish everyone who's born on May the 5th, they call it Cinco de Mayo, May 5th, 2016, I want to wish you a very happy birthday. You are in a one personal year. Your hidden number happens to be one. That's interesting. You definitely want to be in charge. You want to be, as I say, the boss. You don't like necessarily taking orders from people. And you are the fixer of Taurus, and that is ruled by Venus. You're a very interesting person. I know a few of these people that are born on this particular date, and they are definitely very colorful. You have to be very mindful, though, of alcoholism, drugs, things like that. Number five is ruled do. I haven't been speaking about it as of late, but just as a reminder, you have to be very mindful of that because you're very in tune to your senses and things that bring that to up to a certain level of your sensitivities, things that you could very easily become addicted to. That could be eating, could be sex, often say, I wonder how can you get addicted to sex, but I guess maybe some people can. that one goes over my head. How can I say, drinking alcohol, which is the same, drugs, eating, I said that. A few things you could become addicted to, you know, because that you have a, they say, an addictive attitude, way of being, of looking at things, a personality, that's the word I'm looking for, addictive personality. So be mindful. 5, 6, and 2 are your key numbers. Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Mondays will always be your better days. Okay, so that's something to be, how can I say, even to applaud. Okay, let's see. Whose birthday do we have today? Now, we're talking about folks that have made the news because of the positive and the not so positive, and I'm going to let you folks be to decide on that. We have Chris Brown. I'll say no more. Gentlemen, he's definitely a colorful soul. Adele and her singing. God, she can sing. She's such a beautiful singer. She sings her heart off. As Patti LaBelle says, she sings her face off. She sings her songs from the heart. They're not made up. They're real. Then we have Karl Marx. Okay. We also have, who else do we have? We have Jeremy Wade. We have R&B singer, I'm sorry, Raheem. We have Brian Williams. He was a TV host, I believe on Channel 4. A news host. He had a little problem there. We don't see him on the scene, but he's still around somewhere, I'm sure. Happy birthday to him. Okay, let me get into the subjects. Even though I spoke about, and I'm going to stick to the subject that I posted, but it has like a cohort partner from the opposite side at this particular time. We're talking about new moon. New moon is before the, in fact, it's dark outside. It's probably no moon outside. You don't see the moon. That will be starting tomorrow, the new moon. And that's when you cast all of your good things, all the things you want the world to, not the world, but you want in the world, spells of different sort. You might say, well, okay, how do I go about that? Well, you can write down your intention. You can speak your thoughts. You can think your mind. Okay, when I say think your mind, think intention, okay, and let it go from your mind. If you feel that it won't quite do that, write it down, okay? This is the time to do it. It's also the time to, one of the times to dig a hole in the ground and put your crystals in. Put your gemstones, as they call them, crystals, your amethyst and your this and your that, all in the ground. Leave them there for about 7 days. New moon, full moon is usually people do it on that time, but the new moon is when you start new things. Okay, let me get that straight. New moon is when you start new things, things that you want to see come to fruition. Now, there's a little, I won't say a little problem, not really a problem, but something I want folks to take heed. It's also the time of Mercury in retrograde. So you're saying to yourself, well, how are we going to do a new moon, start new things, and retrograde Mercury is not allowing things to move ahead? Well, it's the fact to be mindful that Mercury is in retrograde. That's why I said you can write it down. You can light a candle. There are things you can do, but it's not something that a time where you should start a new business. Brand new things should not be done at this time. So I'm really not contradicting myself. I want you to be aware of the new moon because it's not going anywhere. It's there. Mercury's in retrograde. This is a fact. It's happening. Okay? Just so happens both are happening at the same time, but they're not contradicting one another. Okay? I want to break that down and make you understand they are not contradicting each other at all. They're both in their respective places doing what they're supposed to do. It's for we upon this planet to realize, recognize, and understand how to go about working with those particular planets as they go about their business. And they aren't in conflict, but we must do things in a way that we aren't in conflict, or we don't do something that will bring about conflict for ourselves at a later time. Very important to understand. Very important. Because if you don't get that understanding of that, everything can go chaos. Now, I'll also speak about Mercury in retrograde. I found it to be pretty helpful so far. When I say so far, nothing major that hadn't been able to be corrected has happened for me. I don't know about you. You know, it's, you know your life better than mine, but better than I know yours, rather. See, my words are coming out because, again, Mercury is how you think, how you process. Yes, it's in retrograde, so some things might not come across clearly. I want you to go back and listen to it again to make sure you understand what I'm saying to you. Mercury being in retrograde, communications, craziness. On that level, I call it craziness. Other people might call it other things, but I've had my computer act up. The Wi-Fi went clip-clip, and I had to have a family member straighten it out for me. Straighten it out, went back, figured it out, no problem, straight ahead. What else happened? A fella I hadn't seen in quite a few years, a carpenter, and I want him to do some work for me. And I stopped by a store today to get something, and I saw this person walk across, but I really didn't pay that much attention. I stopped when I was getting ready to pull off, and I looked a little harder, and there it was. So what happened was somebody from the past showed up. Things slowed down. People are in places. Things happen where in retrograde, you can meet old friends. Just like I'll tell you, try very hard not to have misunderstandings. Now, I've had one of those. I'm sure you've had might have even had a few of those and might not even be aware of it. Well, one in particular, I was asked for some information, and I was a little reluctant about giving it, but I said, okay, I was asked, and then it was brought to my attention about the information, and I gave the information as it was given to me. Lo and behold, not outspoken, but somewhere down the line, I'm sure there's an attitude. Somebody's feelings were hurt, or maybe I thought that maybe I misrepresented. I didn't, like I said, I didn't want to. I was thinking about the fact that Mercury's in retrograde, and that's the planet of communication, understanding things and misunderstanding things. Okay, and it's kind of hard sometimes not to talk about something. It's like, okay, you'll say Mercury's in retrograde. How long is it going to be there? Well, it's going to be there until June the 8th. Okay, that means out of the shadow, the whole thing, because it comes out of one date, stays in the shadow for a little while. That shadow, it can be just as chaotic as when it's actually in retrograde itself. It will, I don't know the exact time, but on May 8th, Mercury will be going, I'm sorry, June 8th, see, communications, June 8th, let me repeat that, June 8th, Mercury will be coming out of retrograde, okay? And the reason I'm doing this show tonight is because I wanted to bring up the positive point of knowing that we're in a new moon cycle, okay? But at the same time, I wanted to talk about Mercury being in retrograde, and there was no better time than to put them together. In fact, someone asked me, was I going to say anything? I thought about it, and I said, you know, it is a good time to do it. Probably won't have a long show on it, but have something to say about it. Very important. Because I know folks go down to the archives, and that's a very important place to go when you're looking for old information. You say, well, what's this one about? What's that about? So they say, okay, May 5th, what was Pi talking about? They might, hopefully they'll have, you know, talking about new moon. And they'll say, oh, what is a new moon? I'll explain it. Some people will probably already know. But if they listen to what I'm talking about right now, they say, oh, Mercury retrograde. That's how that worked. I spoke to someone today, and they said, well, Mercury retrograde hasn't really been giving them a hard time. Well, you know, it's almost like knowing how to ride a bike, or, because I don't know how to ride a motorcycle. I'd say a regular bike, or how, if you ever rode a bull, which I haven't, or ride a roller coaster, which I don't like. Okay, you can go on these things, and when you understand how the rhythm of it flows. Now, sometimes you won't ever get used to the rhythm of it, no matter what you do. Okay, that's with me with those things I spoke about. But when with Mercury in retrograde, sometimes it's like your foot's on the gas and you want to go, and you know, you see it's not going anywhere. Okay, take your foot off the gas and cruise. Go into cruise control. But at the same time, you have your foot on brakes, okay, there's a gas pedal, but you also have your hand on the steering wheel. So when you're in cruise control, you there is some kind of control you have. Even though you're cruising along, you're able to make things work for you. So that's somewhat how you have to deal with when Mercury goes into retrograde, because you don't have a whole lot of say. In fact, you really don't have a whole lot of say about any of it. It's how it's going to appeal to you. Like someone asked me, they said, Jupiter in retrograde? I said, yes, I do believe it is. But they said, what happens when Jupiter comes out of retrograde? I said, everything starts to expand. I said, because anything that Jupiter touches, it expands it. Okay? It just brings, it's a planet of prosperity. It has a lot of good fortune. And when it's there, and on that note, things expand. Okay, if you say, oh, well, I didn't know that, you know, it expands. It's very important to understand how Mercury works. I'm not sorry, how Jupiter works. And when they're working together, you'll see, okay, it works like this, you do this, and you do the other. Very important if you can remember those things. Most of the time we don't, including myself, because as Mars is in retrograde, okay, someone said, what does that mean? You might not be as assertive as you normally would be. You'd be taking it easy. Not knowing you're taking it easy, you might say, well, it's really not like me, but and let it go. When Mars is being, you know, and it's where it's supposed to be in March, going forward, then you'll say, oh, then you have to be mindful of going too fast or being too assertive. Same with Mercury. It's almost like an oxymoron. It's like, you know, one is, are they the same? Not really. But then again, they can be looked upon as partners. Okay, all the planets are partnering with each other. It's knowing how to understand them, how to interpret what they're actually doing, and how it affects you. So not getting away from the original theme, we are in the process of going into a new moon, and that's very good. A lot of people do things besides bury their stones. They might have a particular type of drink that would be very good for prosperity. There's a lot of things people should do for prosperity for the new moon, but don't start new businesses. Be mindful of travel. Be mindful of a lot of things when it comes to this particular new moon, because Mercury is in retrograde. I don't want anyone to think that I say, oh, forget Mercury being in retrograde, by no means, because that's not smart. That is really not smart. That's almost like saying, oh, Dad is here, but he's not going to really do anything. You know your father's going to correct you if you're wrong. Or he'll let you get into a certain situation, and he'll say, well, I told you, you know, you knew better, right? You have to deal with the consequences. Doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be corporal punishment, but the consequences could be anything. You know, you shouldn't have done it. It's like playing with fire. You know, you're going to get burned if that match falls on the wrong thing, like they're doing up in Canada now. Now, I don't know if that's, they say maybe it's not thunder, lightning, on the ground, and then you had all that raw or dry tinder. Whatever happened up there in Canada, it's really not cute. That might not be a good example, but it's a real example. Not saying anyone did anything wrong, but at the same time, you have to be very mindful of your situation. So Mercury's in retrograde. Don't forget that. But we have a new moon. All right. This is probably won't be a long dissertation, a long conference I'm going to have today, because this is like a little impromptu. And again, Mercury is in retrograde, so thoughts to come about, people coming, but people are doing other things. It's like I said, I hadn't planned this one. This is something that I said, well, let me put my two cents in, and people can come and listen if they care to put their two cents in. We'll have a good show. But it's not something that I normally plan, because normally I let people know way in advance, this is what I'm going to do. We're going to talk about this. We're going to talk about that. But energy being where it is, it might not be one of those long, drawn-out shows. But I did want to say to you that Mercury is in retrograde, so you have to be mindful of accidents, communication with others, you know, misunderstandings. So very easy. It's not a hard thing when Mercury's in retrograde. You know, I can't even apologize for Mercury being in retrograde, because people are going to understand what they understand. It's nothing more than that. You know, try to explain it. Try to make sense out of it to people. It's like, it's not going to happen, because, as it said, so above, so below. So if Mercury's in retrograde and communication is not that good up on the higher tier, you can only imagine how it's going to be down here. Hopefully the new moon will bring about good things for people, bring about things that they will enjoy doing, having, as time moves along. I'm hopeful for that. And that will be what's going to go on. Things will be moving along, and with the Mercury being in retrograde, it's going to be magnified. That's the better one. Things would normally be a certain way, but hurt feelings, that feeling, whatever the case may be, at this point in time, it's really magnified. Okay, understand that. I'm going to put a little something on now. I don't usually do this, but to give people a chance to listen to somebody else say a little something else. The fact remains, all comes together when you look at yourself in the mirror. What's going on now is a reflection. Okay? We're going to listen to Michael for a hot minute, and then I'll be back.
Gonna make a change for once in my life. Gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. As I turn up the collar on my favorite winter coat, this wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street. Not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see them?
talking about the man in the mirror, as we all have a chance to see ourselves, reflection of ourselves at this time, we will look in the mirror, we'll look at ourselves, but there's nothing too much as you can think. You can think, let me put it like this, you can think of all the things, all the positive things you want to do. Every New Year there's a resolution. Every day probably, every week, month, there's a resolution that we want to make, or we do make, in terms of changing things, improving things. What I suggest you do at this time, and the reason I put that particular piece on, was write things down. Write it down. Once you write it down, it's like it's an affirmation. Okay, but it's been written. It's not going to mess up. It's an action on a level that it's happening. It's a spiritual thing you're doing. It's a thought process you're doing. You're writing it down, your intent, but you're not actually doing it physically. Spirit and physical work together, but you're not actually doing it per se. You're setting the stage because it is a new moon. I know it sounds a little, it's interesting what I'm saying. It might even be a little confusing to some, but do it. You know, I'd say burn your sage, smoke your house, smoke your apartment, smoke your car, smoke yourself with sage. You know, you cleanse your aura, you smudge your stones. There's so much you can do with the sage, okay? That's what I suggest you do. Let that be the thing that you need to do, make the effort to do, and see what happens, okay? Because doing things, starting a new business, is not the thing to do now. Yeah, that might say, well, I had in mind to do, and well, if certain things have already been in motion, and you can't put the brakes on, you know, halfway through something, then you follow through with caution. But you don't start it anew. You know, you don't dig the hole in the ground and put the foundation in and say, okay, we're going to do this, and Mercury's in retrograde. No, you don't do that. You just don't do that. I'm simplifying it, but at the same time, I'm hopeful that you'll understand exactly what I mean, because I don't want you to think I'm giving you an impression or a thought, oh, it's okay, throw caution to the wind. Never throw caution to the wind, especially when Mercury is in retrograde. Okay? So that's about it, folks. I hope everybody enjoyed, or if not totally enjoyed, got what I said, understood what I was saying. Okay? Very important. Okay, folks, I'm going to close it with a little love song from Luther and say goodnight to everyone. Take care now. Yep.
Let me hold you back, if only for one night. Let me keep you near, to ease the way you feel. It would be so nice, if only for if you want.
be just a memory. It's like a bell that keeps on ringing, calling me. But I believe what I can see, and I can feel the warmth of love surrounding me. Here we are. second chance. Second chance.